Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Professional Women Entrepreneurs Empower Radio. This is Taxing to Position Radio Show. You have been given your boarding pass, so let's get ready for takeoff. We are excited to be here with you this afternoon. If you haven't taken a moment to please check our Facebook page, you can go in and search for PWE Empowerment Radio, and that will bring up us on Facebook, and also look for us on Twitter. You can also look for me on Facebook as well for Dr. Holly Major, and also an opportunity for you if you've been thinking about being a co-author or a contributor and you've always dreamed about being a best-selling book author. You have an opportunity to join the PWE Empowerment Radio. We'll be doing a book collaboration. The book is Confessions of a Boss Lady. So we will also have ghostwriters to work with you if you're not comfortable writing your story or need some assistance there. That's something we can do for you. So if you check out our Facebook page, you can get some additional information on the project. This is a perfect opportunity to cross-promote yourself and your services to a wide spectrum of readers, and the book will be listed on Amazon and a number of other platforms worldwide, exposing you to an international audience. So this is your host, Dr. Ramona Holly Major, a.k.a. the co-pilot, joining you this evening. Thank you again for tuning in for Taxing to Position Radio Show. Today, this evening, we will be talking about overcoming roadblocks by embracing them. And you will be able to embrace these roadblocks and use them to catapult you to your next level and learn how to simply live your life to the fullest while thriving through life's transitions on your way to reaching your destination. I'm so excited you've been able to join us. When we talk about overcoming roadblocks, we all have faced some type of roadblock during our life, during our personal and professional journeys. And some of us have been able to overcome them easier than others, and some of us may be stuck and still looking for ways to overcome them. And when I talk about roadblocks, I really try to simplify it for people to really get a better understanding of what these roadblocks really mean and really understand that they are temporary and that they will be able to overcome them. It may take longer than they anticipate or would like, but there's the opportunity to do that. So I have them compare roadblocks to detours when you're going on a road trip and thinking about when you plan that trip to grandma's house or to, your vacation, and you come upon a detour. And knowing that we've all planned destinations to different places that have not worked out, and life is really the same way. Most of us, some more than others, have prepared some type of plan for where they want to go. Whether it's when you're younger and you knew you wanted to go to college and you wanted to become a doctor, or you wanted to take on a particular trade, that even that you wanted to be a mother or a father and you wanted to get married and have a family, that might have been one of your goals that you planned. How would you meet that right person? And how would you want to live together? And we really all have the tools in our toolbox to be able to overcome these obstacles or these roadblocks that might appear along the way. So we're not going in blindly. We've all had some life experiences, some things that have prepared us or given us some information that will prepare us when we come upon these road. Life experiences help us as well. When you go on your road trip, you know about how far it is to get to grandma's house or about how far it's going to take you to get to the Outer Banks in North Carolina. So you have that general sense of knowledge and information that's going to help you plan that trip. So you know that that's going to be a 7-hour trip and that you might have to make a couple stops along the way. Maybe if you're not a long-term driver, you might have to stay a night somewhere. So you have some anticipation of things that you can do. And we all have some basic education, some skills that we got either in high school or college that help us along the way when we're trying to plan out these things and prepare for our journey. And we've all been given supplies that we need to make sure that we have when we're planning these destinations. You want to make sure that you have your goals, because your goals are really what helps you create the map that you need in terms of where you want to go. And we all love our navigation systems because that's how we know where we're going to go. And it's how you hope to achieve to get there in terms of your goals, that this is something that's going to help get you there easier in a quicker amount of time. It's great because when you have that GPS, when you are going along on the road and something pops up, a detour, generally the GPS will reroute you or recalculate where you need to go. And if you think in terms of that recalculating or that rerouting, that is that alternate plan that we should be preparing when we're planning that destination, because it allows us, if something happens, it doesn't force us to get stuck. It allows us to begin to do that detour and have some level of comfort knowing that we're going off the path, but we have an idea of where we're going, and we know that we know how to get back on the path, even though we might be going in a more remote area or have to detour through a business district that we were really trying to avoid because we didn't want to deal with the traffic. So think of your alternate plan as when you get rerouted, in terms of how that makes life so much easier that you don't become stuck or have to call somebody and figure out or look for somebody that's going to be able to help you. And then we have our 5-hour energy drink. And that's really, you know what you need to stay alert and on track. And whether that is the GPS talking to you along the way. I know I love the GPS when you're on those long strips. If you have that 50 miles on Route 95 and you've been driving on it so long, you start to even forget that that exit coming up is your exit because you've just gotten into the routine of just driving along nice and steady, you know, with not really anything distracting you, and it just becomes comfy. You're almost on cruise control, and you just start skating along. And so we have to be mindful that that we don't get in that cruise control mode, that we miss our turns. And so it's nice when that GPS says, in 2 miles, your next exit, because then it causes me to be alert again and to be mindful that I need to get ready for a turn. I need to get ready for an exit. And sometimes we get so comfortable on cruise control that we miss that exit that could have been a really great opportunity. It could have made our journey shorter because now we've missed that exit and now we just added another 20 miles to the next exit, when we could have been off and already going on to that next level, that next chapter in our life or something like that. So if you think about, you know, being mindful of opportunities that come along, or when we're not paying attention, or when we become too comfortable, that we miss those opportunities and prolong it. And it seems like it took forever, but it really was us. We were so comfortable and see the opportunity that was sitting right in front of us. And we all know that it's inevitable that roadblocks are going to happen, that things are going to happen in life. You know, there's accidents that happen. These are, you know, a divorce or unplanned pregnancy or some type of injury, things that we really don't plan for and we really don't anticipate. You know, nobody goes into a marriage anticipating that it's going to end in divorce, even though we know the statistics that, you know, 1 in 2 marriages will end within 2 years, you're still going in with the intention that it's going to last forever or until death do us part, as we are told, you know. And so those are things that we need to know, that things can happen that we don't always have control over. And just, you know, unexpected weathers, you know, with the past recession, people were laid off that never, ever thought they would be unemployed because they did everything right. They went to school, they got a trade, they got a degree, they went to work every day, they showed up on time, they worked extra hard, and they just went above and beyond and had high-performing evaluations, and everything they were supposed to do, they did. But when the crunch came, many of them still lost their jobs. They were still laid off. They were still furloughed. So those are things that we don't anticipate because we do everything right, but it doesn't mean that things still won't happen as much as we plan. It doesn't mean don't plan because you think something's going to happen, but it allows you to transition things. So, you know, if, you know, the recommendation is that you save 6 months of your salary so that in the event that something happens that you have a cushion to be able to allow you and your family to be able to make ends meet until that next opportunity comes along. And a lot of people hadn't prepared for that because they didn't ever think they would be in that position to necessarily be unemployed. They thought they did everything right. And then think of in terms of other roadblocks could be your manager. You could be a really great employee, but have a manager that doesn't support you, that just is a poor manager, or that just for some reason there's some personality differences. So that might be somebody that's hindering you from growing and becoming a part of the organization the way that you would like or that you should be. So those are things to think about. And sometimes we have people around us that don't support us, whether it's family or friends. If you are on an entrepreneurial venture, people don't understand it because we've been taught you go to school, you get a job, you stay there for 30 years, you retire, and you live happily ever after. So people don't understand when you're willing to just kind of go out there and take these risks and say, I want to be my own boss. I want to work for me. And I'm going to go out there and grind and make it happen. So what you need to do is find people who understand your journey and what you're doing so that they can provide that support for you that you need as you venture into an entrepreneurial adventure. And then just a lack of skills or experience. Sometimes we are our own roadblocks. We know oftentimes what we need, and we all need some type of skills or experience. What, and it doesn't matter if you want to be a doctor or if you want to be a mechanic or if you want to be a CNA. All of them require you to have some type of skill, experience, some type of education or knowledge to be able to do the job. So if we're saying we want to do something, we have to do what it takes to be able to get that position, to be able to be a good spouse or a parent or, you know, a leader within an organization. Those are all things that you have to take time and really prepare yourself for and get that skill-based experience that you'll be able to use. Because a lot of skills are transferable. You can use those skills. Skills that I use in the workplace, I can use in my household. You know, skills that you work in, even if you're a stay-at-home mom, if you think about all of the things that you manage during the course of the day with the household and children and school or home or extracurricular activities or, you know, moms wear a lot of different hats. And to be able to take those skills in terms of multitasking and time management an organization, those that are things are that are valuable skills for you to take into the workplace and are appreciated by managers and others and your peers and your teammates in the workplace. So don't underestimate skills and experiences that you can acquire in different levels, even if it's volunteering to be able to acquire a skill set. And the other is fatigue. We just need to be mindful because it's a roadblock that can come upon us and really be harmful for us. And sometimes fatigue comes because we just take on too much and do too much, and we, again, are our own worst enemy in terms of using time management and to prioritize what's important. And it's something that you do regularly because, I mean, even myself, I'm at a point of taking on some new things and projects, and I realize that something has to give in order for me to be good at these new projects. So really now I'm sitting back and reprioritizing and say, what are the things that aren't important to me anymore because I've outgrown it, because I've finished it, because I've taken it to where it needs to be, or because it's been passed on to someone else, or, you know, or even because now my children are older and more independent and want to spend more time with their friends and their activities than they do mom. So that frees up time for me to be able to spend on the projects that maybe I didn't do at the time, or I'm no longer in school anymore taking classes, so that frees up time for me to do other things. So you need to be mindful of what you're taking on, and it's a skill that I had to work on in terms of learning to say no. No, no, no. And even at times it's like, getting to that no is really important. And really taking on things that prioritize things that are important to you first, and then things that are going to be able to help you grow based on where you want to be. And that's why it's been so important to have that map and have an idea of where you want to be and what you need, because then you know when you take on these extra things how they're going to move you forward, how they're going to advance you, how they're going to keep you on top of your game, how are they going to grow you personally, professionally, whether it's emotionally, spiritually, because it's not all about work. Sometimes we need time to feed our mind and our souls as well and our spirits. And so it may be I need to make more time so I can meditate and just be still and be at rest. Or it might be you want to get more involved in a ministry group or a nonprofit group that you're passionate about because of your own personal experiences, and realizing that those things are important to you. You can develop skills, you can network, and you can feel good about what you're doing because you're contributing and helping, investing in other people's lives. So I think it's always important. I'm always a big person, and I know the things that I have achieved in life that people along the way in terms of mentors and people who supported me were very instrumental in me being able to get where I am. So I always feel it's important for me to give back. And people ask, why do you spend time doing that? You know, you need to be making money and not doing that. And it's like, because that's what I want to do with my time, because that's what I value, because that is where I want to give my time to. And sometimes, you know, people don't always understand, and I'm not going to go and quit all of my, you know, my volunteer projects or things because somebody thinks I should be out working, making more money. As long as I'm not starving or homeless, I can continue to contribute my time as I so choose. And people don't have to understand it. It's something for me to understand that enjoys, and it's good for me emotionally and spiritually to do those things. And be wary of those that are tired around you, because sometimes they can do too. If you think of being on the road and somebody that's tired and falls asleep at the wheel and can throw you off. And it's kind of, you know, a little bit about the people I'm just talking about, the ones who really aren't there on board with the road with you. They've gotten tired, they've fallen asleep. And sometimes you just have to realize that you need to change your circle of friends, of influence,
of being around like-minded people who aren't going to keep you sleeping at the wheel, but are going to keep you alert and on task to what you are aiming for. And just really remembering that it really is not temporary. This is something that is going to, that is temporary, that is going to come to pass, and it's just a matter of when. And it's really about, you know, examining where you are, starting where you are, and it's not about anybody else. Just really knowing what your destination is, where you're going, really having a mindset in terms of, you know, sometimes we need to change our attitude about things or our behavior, staying positive when we're coming upon these roadblocks, you know, knowing that, again, that it is temporary and this roadblock is going to pass, because our mindset can completely control how we react to things, how we feel about things. If you think about when you're more negative and you're feeling down and it makes you feel more tired, you don't want to do anything, you don't want to be around people. But when you feel good and you're happy, and not even happy, just in a place where you are accepting things and knowing that this is going to get you where you need to be, it's very important that you stay positive and think about how it will get better. And really working toward that. And then a lot of it is about when you get to these roadblocks, sometimes we get so overwhelmed because it is a boulder in the road and not just a small rock. And it's like it's easy to figure out how to get along that rock in the road. But when there's a boulder there, there's been the rocks have come down off of the road and they're just scattered all over the road that you can't even swerve around it anymore. Then you start to say, you know, how do I get around this? How do I deal with this? And realizing that there's been a landslide, that's the word I'm looking for, a landslide, and you just need to get out there and start picking up rock by rock by rock, because eventually they're all going to be gone. Or you could sit in the car and just look at the rocks, and an hour later, the rocks are still going to be there. 5 hours later, the rocks are still going to be there. A day later, the rocks are still going to be there. But if you had gotten out and start moving rock by rock by rock, imagine that those rocks would have been gone in the time that you were still. And if you're lucky and you've thought about in terms of being around people, your circle of influence and being around like-minded people and having that extra 5 hour energy, that's going to be the person that's going to get out there with you and pick up the rocks with you. That's about being with like-minded people. They are out there lifting the rocks with you, putting them on the side of the road so that you can keep on your way. So those are the people that you want to surround yourself. So, you know, if you think about it in, you know, bite-sized pieces and breaking it down, sometimes that's how you have to deal with the roadblocks. Because if you think about, you know, moving that boulder, it's going to overwhelm you and you're just going to become deflated and demotivated and not move forward. So we don't want you to get stuck. And it's just keeping your eye on the prize, having a clear vision of your direction, knowing your destination and your end result. And that is going to help you stay the course. You know, when you're creating these roadblocks, think about things that might come up that you want to plan for. You know, and I always say this is not an excuse for you to come up with excuses, but a way for you to have a tighter plan, to have that directions. In the days of technology, we get so comfortable and so dependent on it, you know, and it's like, every time I go into New York City, I guess it's the building, and I have my GPS on. I get to the tunnel. Once I get to that tunnel, the GPS stops, shows I'm underwater, and it doesn't come back up when I get in the city. So I know that. So I always go on MapQuest, and I print out my directions so that I can be able to get through New York City, because I'm going to be more lost once I get into the city than getting there, because I know I just need to stay safe. Straight on 78 will take me to the city, to the tunnel. So I know that that's going to happen, because I've been stuck in the city and like, oh my goodness, I don't know where I am. How do I get around the city? And I plan now so that I take my directions with me so I can get where I need to go once I get through that tunnel. And sometimes that GPS will work when I get in the city. Most times it will not. So if you know that things could potentially happen, why not plan and prepare for them? Why not be ready? If the GPS works, then the only thing I wasted was 5 minutes going on, putting the address in, and a couple pennies to print out the page on my printer, which far outweigh the cost of me being lost in New York City, sitting in traffic, not knowing if I should turn right or left, and people behind me tooting impatient with me because I'm confused and I'm lost and I'm stopping them from their destination where they're going. And now I've become the roadblock to other people who are on their destination somewhere. So we don't want to become the roadblock. So if you think about those, and just really, you know, oftentimes when we're on those roadblocks, a part of overcoming it and embracing it is just appreciating where we are in the moment and just really acknowledging what is good. And sometimes it's hard to do because we're so focused on the future that we can't appreciate the present. And, you know, it's hard, and I work with the prison ministry, and one of the women said in talking, you know, that coming to jail was the most freeing thing for her. Like, she found her freedom coming to jail. And, I mean, if you think about that, that is just, you know, who would say that? Nobody would normally say that. But when she told her story and was trying to get out of where she was, it made so much sense. So we really have to think about appreciating where we are. Nobody wants to go to jail, but she realized that was saving her life and allowing her to get back on her feet and allowing her to own her mistakes and allowing her to get rehab and allowing her to be able to reunite with her family and be able to get back to a normal life. So remember, we need to learn to embrace that moment, because sometimes that roadblock is bringing us more good than we ever could have anticipated. And we just have to see it as such. And sometimes we might not know that in the moment. It might be something that we find out later on, how that was going to make us a better person, or who we are to become, how that is one of the weaves and the threads that create who we are to become, to do the things we were destined to be. So I just want you to be mindful of that. You know, the next time you come to a roadblock, really focus on overcoming that and just embracing the situation and how you can look at it with a positive mindset, how you can use it to strengthen you, how you can use it to help you to grow, how you can use it to make you move forward. These are the things that I want you to think about. And feel free to share on my website. And so I want to thank you. I know our time has come to an end, and I want to thank you for joining me this evening. I look forward to you joining me in 2 weeks. In two weeks, I will be having, we will have Frances Purier will be joining us. She is, if you go to the website, you'll be able to get her information. She is from the Power of One radio station. I am looking forward to her joining us. She is going to share some great things with us. And I just want to be, and she too has preached, and her motto is, making your dreams come true starts with making someone else's come true first. So take that with you. I will see you in 2 weeks. Be sure to tune in to hear Sade speak tomorrow at 11 a.m. and our other fabulous PWE radio shows. See you on May 20th. Have a great evening.